This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
I'm Bob Boylan. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch Madame Gandhi perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
What's up, NPR Tiny Desk? Good evening, good evening. This is the home edition. And I'm Madame Gandhi visiting you from downtown Los Angeles, where I live and create music. Producing electronic sounds, producing ideas inspired by my South Asian heritage. And like many of the musicians in this moment, I'm thinking about how we can be in service of scoring the needs of our time, the feelings of our time while we're in quarantine. And so wherever you are, I invite you to settle down while I light you a bit of healing Palo Santo. And ask that you clap with me while I play you some drums. In the morning, hit space bar and start recording. My mom says that she'll adore me. The earth is still waiting for me. Waiting for me. Waiting for me. I won't take in what they feed us. Run away in my Adidas. Brown girls of the world, they need us. Truth is love and love will free us. Love will free us. Will free us. I've been living in the wild now. When you taste freedom, you're not trying to get tied down. Hear it in the words I say and the way I walk. I'm a part of their lies now. Digga digga dot dum, digga doo dot dum dum, digga digga dot dum, digga digga doo dot dum, digga doo dot dum dum, digga digga dot. Hey. And I don't want our identities to be defined according to how oppressed we are. May we optimize for joy. Dim our minds with drugs and liquor, knowing that we'll die off quicker. All our people getting sicker, can't afford organic stickers. Sorrow makes their wallets thicker. We must see the bigger picture. Women who have come before us, mothers, sisters, nonconformists, all the things that they've done for us. The earth is still waiting for us. Waiting for us. Waiting for us. If we're strong, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. If we're loud, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. If we're one, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. If we're true, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. When you taste freedom, you're not trying to get tied down. See it in the way I think and the food I eat. I'm a part of their lies now. Digga digga da dum, digga doom da dum dum, digga digga da dum, digga digga doom da dum, digga doom da dum dum, digga digga da. Hey. Digga digga da dum, digga doom da dum dum, digga digga da dum, digga digga doom da dum, digga doom da dum dum, digga digga da. Hey. Yeah. What's up, Tiny Desk? So that song is called Waiting For Me, and the idea with Waiting For Me is really about returning to the earth, returning to nature. This right here, this is my tiny desk. This is my tiny desk in my home. And I grew up with this tiny desk in New York City. You know, I've had this since I was a kid. My family is in quarantine on the East Coast right now. And one thing I've been thinking a lot about is while most of us can't be with our loved ones in this time, you know, we're spread across the world. You know, I got a lot of family in India. A healing thought that I've had is that at the very least, At the very least, we share one moon. At the very least, we share one sun. And so this next song that I want to share with you this evening, as we settle in to NPR Tiny Desk Home Edition together, is that you send someone some love.
When you found me, I would wait longingly for you. Now I'm rushing, slow me down. Tell me what to do. I adore you and I can't stand to see you mad at me. So darling, dry your eyes and stay with me in peace. 3, 2, 1. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you.
About Indian trap music. That's the idea with this song. Yeah, 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 yeah.
In the rays of the sun in India, in the rays of the sun in Africa, there's a place that I built that I call our home. If we raise up the world, we are not alone.
NPR Tiny Desk fam, Moon in the Sky was co-produced by Alexia Reiner, a gifted producer. And shouts out to all the women of color producers, all the queer producers investing in our own skill sets in order to be able to tell our own stories. You know, if we are not brave enough to control the narrative end to end, somebody else will tell our stories for us and they will get it wrong. And so all my love and all my respect to the folks who are elevating and investing in themselves in this moment. Another thing I've been thinking about during this quarantine is the fact that so often we always look left and right to see what other folks are doing. But may we be brave enough to use this time to look inward and say, wow, whatever it is that I can do, I am uniquely poised and equipped to give this gift to the world, that my contribution is so unique and so valuable, and that no matter what, I can always be in service to somebody else, in service to my community, in service to my family. And so without further ado, NPR Tiny Desk. This song is called Bad Habits. It's my last one. Tika, shikasha, eh. If you just put your phone down and stand up with me, eh, eh, right here. Some noise for the leadership of Bob Boylan and the NPR Tiny Desk team. Make some noise for the workers on the front lines keeping us all safe. Make some noise to y'all for doing your part, staying at home. I'm Madam Gandhi. 1, 2, 3, clap with me. Ooh, yeah, double clap. Ooh, now listen. The tears I've cried, thinking about how we can be so much better, thinking about all the tears we've cried. Ha! NPR Tiny Desk Home Edition. I'm Madam Gandhi visiting you from downtown Los Angeles. Own your voice, don't be afraid. Much love.
Imagine a house where every room follows a different architect's plan. Doorways don't connect. Staircases lead nowhere. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our complicated system for treating psychosis, one that loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. We'll ask how it got so bad and how it can get better. Listen to Lost Patients from KOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network. Spend time in any American city, and you'll likely encounter someone with untreated psychosis. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our maze-like system for treating severe mental illness, which loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. Does it have to be this way? For the history, the reality, and hopefully some solutions, listen to Lost Patients from KOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out. What's going on around the world and at home? 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning wherever you get your podcasts.